reconvene. We're sorry to keep you waiting, but we have been in the executive session with the attorney, manager, and staff, and there's a motion about discussion of this.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, as required by the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, we've got to go through a little drill here and have the board certify, Mr. Chairman, that when we were in the closed session, only the item identified in the motion to go into the closed meeting, which was the legal matters, was discussed by the board, and also only those matters lawfully exempted under the Freedom of Information Act from public discussion were discussed. And I would need a board member to make and second that motion.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, there's a motion by Mr. Nye, second by Ms. O'Bannon, that was the only item discussed in the executive session. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, we realize this is a difficult decision, and the board has discussed this again during executive session, and I think we're ready for a motion. We're not going to hear any more testimony. So is there a motion by the board? If the motion is to support the paper, then the appeal is denied?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And if it's, all right. Is there a motion by any member of the board?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the appeal and uphold the planning commission's decision.
All right.
You're making a motion to approve the paper?
Yes.
There's a motion by Mr. Denai to approve the paper. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Glover. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
Okay. You want to poll the board, Mr.?
And I should say my statement is why I voted no.
Well, let's poll the board first here.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
I simply feel that this could have been worked out with the concurrence of both the church and the neighbors to a better resolution. May not have been the total resolution that everyone wanted, but I think it could have worked it out. Apologize for that.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your indulgence. Let's move on, Mr. Manager.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the next item on your agenda is public comments. If there is anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on an item which is not on the agenda, it is at this point in time that the Board of Supervisors would entertain those comments.
All right. Anybody in the audience who would like to speak under this public policy for comments on anything other than on the agenda? Seeing none, then I guess we'll move on.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, moving into the three items which are under your general agenda. The first item is 286-08. This is a resolution authorizing and providing for the issuance of not to exceed $95,850,000 principal amount of general obligation public improvement bonds of Henrico County, Virginia, for the purpose of providing funds to finance certain school capital improvements, fire stations and facilities, recreation and parks facilities, improvements and road projects in the county, fixing the form, denomination, and certain other details of such bond, approving the sale of such bond, approving the form of and distribution of a preliminary official statement in connection with the sale of such bonds, authorizing and approving other actions with respect to the issuance and sale of such bonds, and ratifying certain acts and proceedings.
Move the paper, Mr. Chairman.
Is this the last step for the 2005?
No, ma'am, Ms. O'Bannon. This is the fourth of seven planned bond sales.
Fourth of seven.
You're selling bonds through 2011.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and second. Before we vote, is that any part of your trip tomorrow involved with this?
This, all of it, sir. We leave at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, well, we better give you something to go on. Okay. Motion by Mr. Glover. One second.
Thornton.
Thornton.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay.
Item 287-08 is a resolution. This is award of an annual contract for engineering services for drainage projects. Mr. Priestess.
Yes, sir. This board paper would award a contract for engineering services for drainage projects to the Timmons Group. The Timmons Group was selected out of a total of about 10 proposals that were submitted. Three companies were shortlisted, and the committee chose the Timmons Group. Timmons Group has been the annual drainage consultant most recently since about 1997 for the county. Prior to that, they have also been annual drainage consultant for us.
Okay. Is this a five-year contract?
It's a one-year contract that could be renewed.
It says it for maximum $1.5 million, but only cannot exceed $300,000 in any single project.
Yes, sir. That's in conformance with state law for annual contracts. No single project can be awarded.
I thought that one of any single year, but
no. Maximum is 1.5 in a single year.
Any other questions, board members?
Move the resolution.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you.
Item 288-08 is a resolution. This is ending the local emergency declared the declaration of September 5th, 2008. This is necessary in accordance with state code that since I did declare it on September the 5th that and the board ratified it, that we do have to end the local emergency.
This is technicality. It's already ended, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right.
Move the resolution.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon and seconded by...
Second.
Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Then the business.
No other items, Mr. Chairman.
Amen. Okay. Good luck.